Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the hottest around. They'll know it when they see you rolling in piles around it.
I gotta slow it.
With the top down, feeling the sound quaking and vibrating your thighs. Riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or holla at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like leaning, leaning. Open them out, they grill, gleaming. That we're playing it, playing it.
They always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat, that beat in the back, beating,
beating.
I be so low from that chiefin'. I love how he keep my body screaming, screaming.
A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
On the phone tonight.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Table Talk with T. I see everybody coming into the chat room. Shout out to everybody in there. We're just talking about a few different conversations. Ronan, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm good. I was wondering what you was doing. I was like, I see you in the chat room. I'm like, is he going to call in?
I was having technical difficulties.
Oh, okay. So technical difficulties. So did we get the microphone issue fixed?
Yes, we did. No more popcorn tonight, I hope.
Everybody keep our finger crossed. We don't want to hear no more popcorn sounds, none of that mess. So everybody's in the chat room. They're talking about the Super Bowl. I just got done playing Soldier by Destiny's Child. That was one of my favorite songs. You know, people always come at me like, I had a subscriber write me a comment on one of my Beyonce videos like a few days ago, and they're like, you know what, I've been subscribed to you for 3 months now, but I'm tired of you talking about Beyonce. You know, this is just getting to be too much. And it was like taking it personal and shit. And I'm like, dude, Beyonce is not paying you to defend her. You know what I'm saying? Contrary to popular belief, I like Beyonce. I love her music. I love Destiny's Child. I'm just not a Beyonce dick writer. Music does not begin or end with Beyonce. There's lots of talented musicians out there. But I do appreciate her hard work. I don't know if she's really with the Illuminati. That's not my business. But I do like her albums that she puts out. I've listened to like a Destiny's Child song at least once a day. It pops up in my iPod. So, no, I'm not a Beyonce hater. I do not hate Destiny's Child. I watched them at the Super Bowl, and I think they did a good job. I did point out that Beyonce did miss the step, but other than that, they did do a really good job. I don't know what happened with the lights. I'm like, Blue Ivy must have woke up. She woke up and the lights went out. Did they ever figure out what happened with the lights? Because everybody's blaming the Illuminati. They're saying it was Beyonce and Jay-Z. People are blaming her baby. Did you hear anything?
Some people have put out some things to the 49ers and the Saints did that. But actually, I think it's some stuff. I think it's a lot of the wiring that they haven't replaced ever since the flooding, you know, a few years ago. So, you know, it happens. It's just that, you know, it was unprecedented that it happened during the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think when they said they were trying to blame Beyonce about the power outage, they, knowing that they do sound checks and all that mess, they should have ironed that problem out, or it would have happened during her performance since they said she used all that energy or whatever, but it's all speculation.
Well, one of my followers on Twitter was saying that, and he lives in Louisiana, he said that her performance knocked out all the lights in their area. So he was hot. Oh, he was on my timeline going off. He's like, we can't see shit. We was watching the Super Bowl. We don't know what happened. But he said they knocked out power in their whole little area down there. You know, I guess he kind of lives somewhat near the Superdome. So I don't know, but you know, people are going to have conspiracy theories and things like that. I'm still waiting to see somebody break down her halftime show. I want to know what them symbols stood for, them faces. They were 15 Beyoncés. My young baby, he got all excited and stuff. Mama, look at all these Beyoncés. I'm going to need you to calm down. You know, she was like, you know, them little lights. My boys are like in trance. I'm watching, and they're like, you know, all into the show and stuff like that. So I'm waiting for somebody to break down her performance. But for now, you know, I'm going to give them their props. They did a good job, and it was good to see all three of them back together. Now, when I first came into the chat room, VH1 Access was asking me if I heard about what Keisha Cole said about Beyonce and Destiny's Child. And I did, and honestly, Keisha Cole?
Remind me again.
I can't stand you. Keisha Cole, Frankie's daughter. You remember Frankie?
Frankie, oh, okay,
okay, Frankie from BET. Okay, Keisha Cole is Frankie's daughter, nephew, sister. So, you know, she had a show on BET with her marriage with Boobie Gibson, and the show didn't do too well. A lot of people did not like her on the show. They felt that she treated Boobie really bad. Yeah, Boobie's a good dude. Like, you could tell he loves the hell out of Keisha. But she's kind of, you know,
ratchet.
She comes out kind of harsh, like an angry black woman, you know. So she had sent out the following tweets. And I'm going to read them to you, Ronan. Let me know what you think. So let me find, put down the notes right here. Let me find where I put the notes at. Okay, so she put down, she said, and I'm going to read it for, you know, quote by quote, cuss words and all. If you offended by cuss words, you shouldn't even be in my chat room like I done told y'all before. So this is what she said. She said, fuck that shit. She's like, fuck that shit. She can't write either. So I'm just reading what she wrote. She said, fuck that shit up then, Beyonce. Bad bitch central. Then she wrote down, I think I was frightened to blink for a sec. Then Michelle woke my ass up for my days. She's always fucking up the groove. So that's what Keisha Cole wrote about about Michelle. And basically this Michelle, you know, she tried to give Beyonce, you know, her props within this Michelle. See, that's what you call, you guys, a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people try to do. And they try to make it cool, like, oh, well, I, you know, I bigged up Beyonce, you know, so it shouldn't matter that I threw in some slick shit about Michelle. When you're complimenting somebody, you're complimenting the group, you compliment the whole group. You can't sit there and break people up into slices and dice them up. So that was a total backhanded comment. And to me, it came from an ugly place. You know, and I'm like Keisha Cole. I mean, I want her to do better. Because, like I said, I was really not a huge fan, but I was a fan of hers. But her show with her husband kind of turned me off, because I didn't like the way she kind of treated him, in my opinion. And I felt like, you know, just focus on your marriage. What you guys are going through is nobody's business. It's not the public business. You know, and I feel like she should just focus on her marriage. But when I seen that tweet, that was just like, nah, she couldn't have said that. And then she sent out a picture with her, like, with this grin on her face saying, you mad? Because, you know, all the Beyonce and Destiny's Child stands came out and they attacked her. And so she was attacking them back. So what do you think about the tweet that she sent out?
Basically saw it as attention whoring. She had a Fantasia moment with all those misspelled dyslexic words, but, you know.
Literate as hell.
I don't speak fluent hood booger, so, you know, hey. I think she was trying to really, get things cranked up for attention to get people talking about her, because those stands will, you know, they will defend whoever they love, even though they're not getting paid for it.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I know. They go hard for Beyonce, and I don't give a damn. When they send me stupid emails trying to confront me about Beyonce, I reply back with my Beyonce's number one fan video. That video where I show my ass in that video. That's my response. I don't even write anything back. I just send them that video. Go ahead, feel free to watch that, because I don't give a shit. You know, but Jake Smith is saying in the chat room, did anybody think that Beyonce didn't look as gorgeous as she normally does at the Super Bowl? I mean, I don't know. I think Beyonce is a pretty girl, you know. But then a lot of people say if you strip away the lace front and the makeup and da-da-da, she would just look plain Jane. Well, yeah, like most regular girls who put on lace fronts and makeup and lashes, once you strip them of that, they're going to look plain as well. So, you know, I think she looks okay. I don't know. What you think? You're a guy.
She looks nice. I mean, she doesn't need as much enhancements as some people do on a regular basis, because some individuals could use an offline Photoshop app wherever they go. That's all I'm going to say about that one.
Right. You're such a mess. And Crystal in the chat room was saying that Keisha is cool and she has a wonderful voice, but that was really a mean thing for her to say, Michelle. And you know what I really respected about Michelle's response? You know, and Michelle, people try and dog her because she's not as vocal. She's not, I guess, the popular one. It's usually always Beyonce. Kelly's popular, too. But Michelle's response was nice. One of Michelle's fans, one of the Destiny's Child fans, said this to Keisha Cole. They said, well, Keisha, Michelle's from Destiny's Child. You're Frankie's child. Do the math. So when I sent that tweet, I fell the hell out. I said, damn. That was harsh. But she should have went in on Michelle. But they're right. You're Frankie's child. Michelle's getting a check for being part of Destiny's Child. You're not really getting a check from being Frankie's child.
You know,
I mean,
what?
She's getting a check because she's a singer, but y'all know what I'm trying to say.
With that response, that was a smooth punch in the throat right there.
Oh, yeah. Dead in the throat. That's one of them responses that just catches your breath. Just, can't believe she said that shit. Can't believe she did that. When I read that, I fell the hell out. That's why I love Twitter, because everybody's a comedian and don't nobody give a shit. We're going to say what we want to say, point blank. And Keisha's entitled to her opinion. Don't get me wrong. Keisha's definitely entitled to her opinion. But being that it's Black History Month, can we all just get along, at least for the month of February?
Mm.
We don't need no extra drama. So anyways, Michelle's response was, Michelle didn't reply back, which I thought was classy. She ended up posting a response on her Facebook page. Let me see here. This is what she wrote. It was an honor to share this stage with my sisters, Kelly Rowland and Beyonce, on Sunday night. To all my ladies, we must learn to stick together and support each other. The incredible Alicia Keys and Jennifer Hudson did an amazing job, too. Thank you to my sister, Beyonce, for sharing your moment with Destiny's Child. Love you. So that was classy. You know, it's like you could tell she was kind of talking about Keisha when she said we need to learn to stick together and support each other. But she didn't mention Keisha's name. She didn't go in on her. She didn't call her Frankie's Child. I think Michelle handled it really, really nice. So I don't know what Keisha was thinking when she said that, you know, and I don't know if she was just upset or, you know, if it was coming from an ugly place or if it was just her honest opinion. But, you know, at the end of the day, females can be very catty.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, people can feel a certain type of way, jealousy, things like that. Maybe she was upset that she wasn't up there performing. You know, who knows, but I think it came from kind of a ugly place. And even if she felt that Michelle couldn't sing or Michelle's vocals weren't as powerful as Beyonce's, she kind of could have, she should have kept it to herself just because she's in the public eye. So then it, once again, it makes Keisha look like the angry black woman, dissing another black woman, because she already has that reputation as like the angry black girl. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I still like Keisha, but I just don't think she should have went there. You know, Michelle's voice, I agree with Salacy. She's saying that Michelle's voice is very different, which it is. But she's always been, you know, I think Michelle's always been, like, just the sweet one in Destiny's Child. Like, you know, she doesn't have, like, my favorite voice. She's not, like, my favorite out of the group. But as far as her personality, she knows how to play her role. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's no competition. She's not trying to be Beyonce. She knows how to play her role. And I like Michelle. She just seems like a really cool, humble, quiet person. And I can respect that because everybody is different. You know, so I don't know why Keisha went off like that. And she did the same thing to her sister on Twitter, too, when she was going off on Nephi, cussing her out. Because if you guys don't know, Nephi's promoting a new book. And Nephi's been through a lot. And I'm proud of her that she's coming out telling her story about everything she went through with reality TV and how they, you know, made their family look and how she walked away from the show and the money and everything else. So Nephi is putting her testimony out there, and I respect her for that. I've been watching a lot of her interviews and stuff like that. And, you know, she's doing her thing. She's married. She's taking care of her children. And a few weeks ago, Keisha had tweeted something about, you know, this B wants to talk mess about me in her book all the while wearing my shoes on the cover. And I'm just like, again, it wasn't needed. That's your sister. You know, from what I heard, she didn't say anything bad about Keisha in the book. So I don't know. Keisha's just kind of been off the chain on Twitter lately. You know, we're just going to keep her in prayer and, you know, hopefully she gets it together. But what I do hate, somebody pointed out in the chat, and I forgot who pointed it out, is when they sit there and they try and say my Twitter was hacked. Can somebody just say that, yeah, I said that shit. Yeah. I'm waiting for a celebrity to just be like, you know what, yeah, I said it. And what y'all going to do? Nothing. We all know good damn well ain't nobody going to fly out to L.A. and whoop Keisha's ass. So I don't understand why people lie and be like, oh, my Twitter was hacked, just like Chief Keef when he said that shit about Lil Jojo. He know damn well he said that.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, the famous my Twitter was hacked. I really want a celebrity to be like, nah, my Twitter was not hacked. I said this shit and I mean this shit, and it is what it is.
Well,
when I send out a tweet, I mean it.
Well, that's the whole thing about internet gangsters, where they talk strong and then they say they misspoke or my, you know, account was hacked. I mean, this is the fifth time your account's been hacked, so what the hell's going on? You know, if you say something, stand by it. You know, what's the worst they can do? Either confront you or, you know, talk it out, shoot it out, stab it out. It's going to be handled. I mean, or else you end up on World Star Hip Hop and get your ass whooped in front of your house. You know, but things happen. Things happen.
Right, right. You're right. And, you know, a lot of people get really reckless on Twitter and they say certain things. I think the worst that ever happened to Twitter, people ask me all the time, how come I don't tweet as much as I used to? Like, Zach, if you've been following me on Twitter since, like, let's say, 2009 when I really started tweeting, I stay on Twitter all the time, you know, tweeting everything. I mean, Lucky Charms, what y'all eating for breakfast? You know, just every damn thing. And then it just, and it used to be fun. Like, there used to be clips of us. I remember it used to be me, VH1 Access. There's this girl, Creole. I forgot. It was Creole something. It was, like, literally like a clique of 20 of us. And we would just tweet amongst ourselves and share pictures and topics. And that's how me and VH1 Access got so close, was via Twitter. And then it's like the celebrities started jumping on there. And it's like once they started jumping on there, it's like everything changed. Because before it was just like regular folks. and we would be the ones who made up the trending topics. And it wasn't a bunch of sponsors, and it wasn't a bunch of people who had something to gain. Like, when we did the trending topics, it was funny stuff. It was people going in. They made sense. Now you go to the trending topics, and it's Pepsi. Who the fuck is talking about? Yeah. Ain't that many people talking about Pepsi? It's like Twitter done sold out. You know, you have a lot of celebrities, you know, they just, it's like, I like that mystique about my celebrities. Like, there's certain celebrities I really like, you know, and I like that mystique about them because they were celebrities, and then I saw them on Twitter for a little bit, and it's like, yo, you're a straight asshole, or you're just illiterate as hell, or you're just ignorant, or you're just rude, or you're just cocky, and I unfollow them, and then it's like they just turn me all the way off, and this was because of Twitter and nothing else. And I'm not going to mention those celebrities' names, you know, but there's just a few that I really liked. And then I followed them, and it's like, yo, this person is really bugging. And then I unfollow them. Mobile mobsters.
Yeah, some good things had to come to an end. Oh, well.
Right, it's crazy. And it wasn't nothing worse. I remember one time, me and the chick from VH1, I forgot what show she was on. It was one of them VH1 reality shows. Me and her got into it because somebody said something about her, and I retreated it, and then she tried to come for me, and I went off on her. You know what I'm saying? We were going back and forth, whatever, so she ended up blocking me, and... You know, but, yeah, I can't stand when VH1 people get big heads. Like, you're not even really famous. You're just on VH1.
Wow.
It was like one of the girls from, like, Flavor of Love. It was, like, one of those shows, like, one of the love shows. So it wasn't even, like, wasn't, like, New York or, you know, somebody who had, like, their own show. It was, like, one of, like, the rejects from Flavor of Love.
Let me get this straight to you. You got blocked by a chick, one of the chicks that shitted on Flavor Play's carpet. Is that the one? Is that what happened?
No, it wasn't her. No, I would never fall for somebody who can't hold their bowels.
Okay.
I'm cool. If you grown. If you can't hold your bowels, I don't need to follow you. That's a sign of craziness or sickness. One of the two.
Oh, well.
That was some trifling shit.
Well, you did make a mistake. I mean, it's like, you can't really call them celebrities if their claim to fame was Flavor of Love. I mean, you just can't. I mean, very few do that. I mean, you got New York before being New York, and you got Delicious and maybe Hoops, but after that, kind of falls off.
Right. No, it wasn't. Look at everybody in the chat room trying to guess. Come on, was it Bucky? No, it wasn't Bucky. No, it was a white girl. I honestly, I'm not even trying to be funny. I honestly don't remember who she was. Like, this was like almost 2 years ago. Because somebody had said something, and I had replied back. I retweeted it, and I said, dead. Like, you know, like, dying with laughter. And the bitch got mad. But when I tell you, I don't know who this girl was. She was on VH1. You know, she only had, like, 2,000 followers. So she wasn't, like, a VH1 person who stayed in the house a long time. You know what I'm saying? But I can't think of who it was. It wasn't Buck Wild. I don't think me and Buck Wild got into it, VH1. VH1 Access even said in the chat room, they get big heads, and I don't get it. I don't either. Them is your peoples. You tell us. College Girl is asking about New York. New York, honestly, College Girl, she's cool. Me and her mom used to talk on YouTube, Sister Patterson. All that hoopla and the way she behaved, that was for TV. If you really know New York or even have a chance to talk to her, she's very down to earth. She's a natural woman. I don't know why she wears the contacts and all the fucking lace fronts, but she has some beautiful natural hair. Her mom had emailed me on YouTube one time for hair advice. She wanted some tips, and she told me underneath that lace front, she said her and New York were both natural, and then it came out a few years later that New York was natural. She had released new pictures of herself, but Sister Patterson is cool and very down to earth. She really is. I don't care if she has a strong face, Ronan.
What?
Talking mess in the chat room. But she's cool, though. She's very, very down to earth. I think New York is just busy doing promos and club events and stuff like that, but, yeah, she's cool. She's more of an actress. I would never take her TV persona, you know, like, as, like, her the way she really behaves. She's very down to earth, and, you know, she'll have a real cool conversation with you and stuff like that. But a lot of the other VH1 people, I don't pay them too much attention. Name some cool ones, VH1 Access, because I know he's cool with a lot of them VH1 people. Maybe trying to get him to blog about them. You know who I love, though, from VH1? I like Drita. Like, I like Drita. I like her. And the Mob Wives, She cracks me up. Like, I like her. She's, you know, she's a boxer, and she just kind of, she does her own thing. I can't stand the other ones, though, but I like Rita. I think she's pretty. She seems down to earth for the most part.
What about the rest of them? I've seen the previews, and, like, some of them are like Dick Tracy characters. I mean, that's just what I saw, but.
They try too hard. The rest of them are just trying way, way, way too hard. I can't. Yeah, but yeah, Keisha Cole went off on Twitter. I couldn't believe it. But there's been a lot of controversy surrounding the Super Bowl. You know, one, the whole Keisha Cole situation, Beyonce and the lights and the Illuminati. Now, PETA is also once again boycotting Beyonce. They're mad at her outfit that she wore when she got up there with Destiny's Child, that black leotard. It was made of pure python skin. So once again, PETA is, you know, boycotting her. Yeah. You know, you can't be wearing animals and stuff around PETA. Thank you. That was my first thought.
What?
I can't stand PETA. They blocked me in like 2009. I'm not allowed to tweet anything to them. I went in on it one night and I got blocked. Yeah, well.
Hey, do you need counseling? Do you need a hug?
Nope.
Okay.
And it's so funny because people think I like PETA because I'm a vegetarian. And I'll be the first. I'm like one of the few vegetarians. I do not like PETA. I think most, I mean, vegans are cool, but some vegans are just flat out weirdos. And I get so tired of the condescending. They think they can talk down to anybody who eats meat or anybody who uses butter or drinks. You know, it's a damn animal. I'm not putting an animal before people. That's just me. I don't eat meat for my own health reasons.
Right.
That's it. I could care less if you go to Wendy's every day and you try it on burgers. I cook meat. Super Bowl Sunday, I was in the damn kitchen breaking chicken. Sure was.
Right.
Seasoning up and everything. They tore it up. Like, damn, you're the only vegetarian I know who can cook chicken. I sure can. I didn't forget how to cook. You know, but I just think it's just so stupid that people feel like they can dictate what people can wear and eat.
Whoa.
But they won't use that same celebrity to go, you know, feed the children, save the homeless. But you want to sit here and cry about Beyonce wearing python skin or mink.
Well, you beat me to it because they are hypocrites. They hounded the shit out of Michael Vick. But then some of the stuff they do is like they're outright hypocrites. It's like they figure they can pick and choose who they can bully. And they're getting on Beyonce wearing the same old, well, pretty much the same old design that Tina Turner wore at some concert. So,
right.
What's your point?
they just want to complain.
Like, yeah, and Ballhead, you know, at a point, like, you're fucking bitching to complain about a dead animal. It's fucking rawhide or leather. So, I mean, leather ain't got no feelings. I mean, well, it feels nice, but, I mean, again, you're bitching about, I mean, you're bitching about something that's insignificant. I'm just saying, it's like, these pick stupid shit to bitch and complain about. I mean, I'd rather go naked, you know, than wear fur. Now, some of the ads are tasteful. I mean, I like to, you know, shout out to Nia Long, but still.
Did you? So how do you feel about the Waka Faka? I'd rather wear ink than wear mink. But then they had to airbrush his belly. I said, I'm going to need him to get his life. They airbrushed the shit out that damn pot belly. And Waka Flocka is cute. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a big music fan of his, but he's a handsome guy. I'm going to give him his props. But when
you
airbrush,
ride out by yourself on that.
I said, hold up. Now we're getting up rappers to wear ink instead of mink. Like, PETA, come on. Now y'all getting kind of desperate. You know, let me say this, I don't believe in animal cruelty, you know, beating animals and crushing on them and, you know, mistreating them just to get a mink. I don't own a mink, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But damn it, if I could afford a mink, I probably would have a mink. I don't know. I can't knock nobody for wearing, you know, a mink because I can't say that I wouldn't wear a mink. And Bill just asked me in the chat room, he said, T, for $2 million, would you bite Mary J. Blige's crispy chicken? yes. I wouldn't be a vegetarian that day. I keep telling y'all, some things you gotta be hypocritical about. And I'm honest about my hypocrisy. If somebody was to offer me $2 million to sing a damn jig and take a bite of chicken, you're damn right I would. I got bills to pay and kids to take care of. Shit. Crispy chicken.
Oh, my God.
Why do I sing that song every week?
My God, I don't even know who you are no more. This is fuck up.
I don't want to try to bring that up no more, the chat room. Don't say nothing else about me that lie in the chat room, because I've been addressed this about 50 times. Because every time I sing it, the words get stuck in my head for like 2-3 days. I be getting ready for work talking about some damn crispy chicken, the shit. But no, I mean, for real, I sure would. I would sing this song right along with Mary J. Blige. Sure would. But no, PETA gets on my damn nerves. You know, you guys are right. Everybody's saying that PETA is full of hypocrites. And from what I found out doing research on them, they're also a bunch of terrorists. They threatened to kill people who didn't agree with their organization, who caught them out. So you guys are willing to take a human life as opposed to an animal's life. And then a lot of people have also noted that when they took in animals to, like, the Humane Society or, you know, shit that's supported by PETA, the animals get put to sleep anyway. So what is the difference? You're not saving a lot of these animals that y'all are crying about.
Right. But you know what? You know, with them being hypocritical, I'm glad I'm in a good mood today, because I will go to PETA's headquarters and I will wipe my ass with a chinchilla rug and throw it right on their front desk. Just to piss them off.
I'm going to need you to get your life.
Oh, it's together. It's all together.
Yeah, when I seen that, I said, wow. So now they're going back in on Beyonce. So they need to leave that lady alone.
But you know what?
So I can't.
It happens, especially with the media, a lot of times. Like, at one minute, like, they're praising you and, like, saying this person can't do no wrong. And then when they get tired of you, they let you know they can't stand your ass. They let you know. That's how it
right.
is. They be trying to get in Alicia Keys nowadays.
Yeah, for not standing. What was that about? I ran across the article. I didn't really read it.
No, you didn't have to really read anything. It's like they're nitpicking about silly shit. They really are. And a matter of fact,
right.
They're getting on Beyonce's case partially because she's, I guess, pretty much cool with Michelle Obama. And you already know you got people doing some real racist, ignorant shit out there. So, again, it's like the collateral damage from hanging with the Obamas. So, yeah, they're going to bring up all the things about the Illuminati and, you know, everything she does and saying the baby is like three eyes and they're red and all that. I mean, just call it just ignorant ass shit they're going to do. So, again, like, I don't think she really needs the controversy to stay in the news. I mean, you got the stands who put her out there, you know, as much as they do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, again, when you're a celebrity, they choose when to praise you and they choose when to fuck with you. And right now they're fucking with her right now. And partially it is her fault because she went from being natural to being what she is now. She wasn't that light-skinned. She went through some enhancement. Same thing with Kelly. So after a while, when you stop being yourself, they're going to sit there and clown you.
Right.
That's what they're going to do.
So now about Alicia Keys not standing. You know, I didn't know people could stand, sing, you know, like, I don't know, sing really well and play the piano. Do people normally stand and play the piano? Like, I guess I'm confused. I didn't see what the big deal was. You know, that she sat down playing the piano and singing. She sang live. She did a good job, and she looked nice while doing it. I'm sure Mashonda changed the channel. But, I mean, besides that, nobody else I know had any issues with it. But then when I got onto the Internet today, it was like, Alicia Keys is disrespectful. She should have stood up for the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. Da, da, da. And it was just like, really?
Oh, okay, wait a minute. I got to throw a red flag on the play now that I think about it. No one said shit about Mel Gibson when he had those anti-Semitic comments or saying to his girlfriend that she hopes she gets raped by a pack of niggas or something like that. No one said anything about that. Or no one said anything about fucking when Britney Spears had her pussy hanging out in the car or she shaved her head bald or doing all the extra shit or fucking, what you call that, crack whore? Well, damn, which one now?
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. Where she was doing some all kind of ignorant shit every week. You know, that's just her being her. No one is saying shit about that, but then you guys are really nitpicking over the most simplest of bullshit. Simplest.
Right.
Alicia Keys killed that shit when she did her thing with the piano. When you do the piano, you just sit your ass down. You just do. I mean, it was cool. She had a nice brown apple. That was great. And she did her thing, kept her class, and then she was cool. She had to sit there, have her pussy hanging out. She had to flop her titty out. She didn't do anything. So, you know, them little hypocrites are just full of shit.
Right, and they're even writing in the chat room, Crystal was saying, who the hell stands up playing a piano? I've been to countless piano recitals, and no one ever stood up. You know, and that's my thought. I've never heard of anybody standing up and leaning over to play the piano and sing.
You know,
I just think people are trying to find things to nitpick.
But you know what? Alicia Keys has done it before when she really got into a song. She did kind of stand up, kick the chair out, and really got down with it.
Right. But if she would have did that, then they would have said she was cooning for the Star Spangled Banner.
But you can't win for losing. It's just no matter what you do. Just like you get on the videos, when you talk about them stands out there, they'll basically say you're out there just putting out blasphemy or something like that. So you being honest, they're going to get on your ass. Or you being yourself, they're going to jump on your ass. So just realize you can't please everybody. You know, if you're upset about doing the most basic things, kill yourself.
Yeah, folks, yeah, they don't find anything to just complain over. It's crazy. So now, I don't know if you guys have heard, but our good friend Justin Bieber, he's sipping on lean. I guess he got caught recently sipping on some scissor. And TMZ has been.
Wait.
I thought he was going to be popping Molly's, but I guess he's like, fuck it, I just want some lean. So, no, he didn't pop a Molly. He wasn't sweating.
Woo! Not yet. Not yet.
Who in the chat room has ever popped a Molly? Because I'm, like, curious. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. I'm not curious to try it. I'm just curious to know if y'all have ever popped a Molly. Did it make y'all sweat? You ever popped a Molly? I heard they do that in Texas.
No, I don't do that shit.
Maybe we live in Texas, though. Yeah, I do, too. Because everybody knows from Texas, boo syrup.
Now, yes, they do.
At least they tried it.
That's
a Texas thing.
I've tried lean, and it's every meaning of the word. It will lean your ass.
Yeah.
But I've never popped a Molly. I've never done that.
So that's some young folk shit.
Yeah.
Somebody just said in the chat, camera lady said, what the hell is Papa Molly's? Y'all don't know what Molly's are? Trinidad James. Pop me a Molly, now I'm sweating. I'll go to everything. That's where everybody gets it from. But basically, it is ecstasy. But what they say is that it's a different form of ecstasy, though, Jamal. Break it down, because you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Jerome for Martin. Austin said it's pure. It's a pure form of MDMA ecstasy.
Ooh. I can't do it.
No, I've never popped a Molly, Bill O'Nerd. I'm good.
No.
I don't pop strange things named after white girls. That just sounds like that makes me messed up. Molly, I'm good.
No.
I've heard it was ecstasy, but then other people said it was other stuff. Some people said it makes you hot. I don't know. But they're saying that Justin Bieber is out here sipping lean. He might be doing Molly's too, but TMZ said that they've been following him, and he's been walking around with a double styrofoam cup. And if anybody knows, that's what people, when they pour the lean in there and they do the little mixture, they put in the cups like Lil Wayne. So they're saying that Justin Bieber's been walking around with a double styrofoam cup, and then he's been hanging with Tyga, still hanging with Lil Twist, and then he's been hanging with some other dude named Lil Zay. And he's been letting Lil Zay drive his Lamborghini. And so they went to go confront the black dudes, talking about, I think y'all are being a bad influence on him. Which one of y'all the worst to influence on Justin Bieber? And the dude, Lil Zay, said, it's not us, it's the devil. So then, a bunch of people started going into the whole Illuminati talk or whatever. But I don't know what's wrong with Justin Bieber. I just think that he wants to shed his good boy image. I think he's tired of being seen as like this little teeny bopper. And the only way to shed his image is to hang with tough, wannabe black gangsters and sit lean.
That'll show him.
I'm just saying.
So wait a minute. Wait.
No,
help
not Lil Zane, Jamal. Some new
help
little kid,
me.
He said, did you say Lil Zane? No, it's a new little boy. I've never heard of him either. It's Lil Zay, Z-A-Y. They have to write his name out. I've never heard of him. He's about 18.
So let me get this straight. You chose to be one of the Mouseketeers. and you're trying to get street cred from niggas acting like they're from the street when they're really from the suburbs.
Right. But I don't get is why do they blame the black kids, though? Why can't it just be Justin wants to do lean, Justin wants to pop a molly, Justin chooses to smoke weed? Nobody can force you to do nothing that you don't want to do. You know, I don't understand why whenever he does something, it's everybody else around him's fault and that they're influencing him. They might be some type of influence, but he's a grown-ass man.
They're not holding him by gunpoint and telling him, you going to smoke this or drink this. That dude is doing it. He was in there, what was he, banging that one chick in the bathroom or something?
Who?
It was like a year and a half ago. He's like, what are they talking about? Like, there was some kind of fan or whatever the fuck that I was supposed to be pregnant.
Oh, that crazy,
or
the crazy
yeah.
one, no, he wasn't, he didn't have sex with. Did you see what she looked like?
No,
she didn't have sex with that damn girl. She looked crackhead. She was lying, trying to get some money from him, and she had a baby. This baby looked more like it could have been anybody's baby. This baby didn't look nothing like Justin Bieber. And
wow.
Basically, she was saying that her baby looked like Justin Bieber, and she had a one-night stand with him, and he got her pregnant. Well, at that time, Justin Bieber was a minor, and she was 21. So they're like, okay, well, you want to keep lying, we're going to file, you know, statutory rape charges on you. And then they wanted a DNA test, and then everything came out in text messages and other stuff that she had lied, and she made the whole plot up or whatever. So, and then that's when I think he had to come out and say that he wasn't a virgin technically or some shit. Which wasn't nobody's business any damn way, but it was because of her. But, no, he didn't have sex with her in the bathroom. So that didn't really do anything to his image. And plus his stand, oh, my gosh, they attacked that girl. They went in on her. They drove her off the internet for a while. So, you know,
still,
his stand,
they
go
still,
hard.
Are they still cutting themselves because he didn't smoke weed or
I don't know if they're
that?
Still doing it, but now that his lean pictures are coming out, you know, they might start cutting again. I cut for Bieber. Yeah, his stands go harder. You think Beyonce stands are crazy? Watch some damn Bieber stands in your timeline. I don't know how the hell I have so many Bieber stands in my timeline because I do follow a lot of random people. Them kids are crazy.
So I'm trying to understand, like, are people really that fucking retarded?
You know, I don't know what it is nowadays. I think... Like, I mean, I try and put myself in these kids' shoes because, I mean, sometimes as you get older, it's easy to judge young kids and say, oh, they're stupid and, you know, they're just jocking these celebrities. But I think to myself when I was a young, you know, young lass of 12, 13 years old. And, you know, when I was like 12, 13, who did I really like? I know I was a big fan. I always liked Tupac. I mean,
immature.
I was a big fan of his. But, like, immature, okay, let's say immature. I used to like immature a lot. Not them a damn immature. They was our age. I used to like them a lot. Like, I mean, we all had fans. Like, you know, Color Me Bad. That was, like, real young, though. Who else
yeah.
was out in the 90s? My mind just went blank.
High Five. You had Intro. You
Tevin
had,
Campbell.
Guy.
I liked the Tevin Campbell.
Yeah.
We're talking about young people our age. I know
okay.
I was not in love with Guy when I was 13.
Okay.
But let's say Tevin Campbell, for example. So, like, you know, you would have a fan back then, and you liked them, but we just didn't go to them extremes. So I think a lot of it is social networking, and I think some of it is a lot of these kids want to outdo the other one. They want to show I'm a bigger fan than you. Look at me. It's about
yeah.
attention, and some of it is trying to get that fan's attention as well. You get, I mean, not the fan, excuse me, to try and get the artist's attention, like the bitch who tattooed Drake on her forehead. You know, that to me is just stupid. But we live in a world now where everybody's an attention whore, and they put celebrities on such a high pedestal, whereas back in the day, we might be in love with Vanilla Ice.
Wow.
We might have been a big Vanilla Ice fan, but you're not going to get Vanilla Ice tattooed on your forehead. You're not going to stalk him and do all that. You were just a fan. MC Hammer, you were just a fan. You didn't do all this extra stuff, but I think a lot of it is because of social networking. I think, one, because these celebrities are like literally an arm reach away. You can, you know, literally reach out and touch your favorite celeb now via Twitter. You can get a retweet from them, and then you can go back to school the next thing, like, oh, Rihanna retweeted me. Even if she cussed you out, it's something to brag about. Rihanna called me a bitch. Well, the fact that Rihanna even acknowledged you, a lot of these kids, you know, they get boosted off of that. So I think a lot of it is because of social networking.
Yeah. Social networking, inability to communicate with others, pretty much being lost with all this technology, and being, I guess, socially retarded. You know, not seeing any positive role models or anything positive nowadays. They're just a little bit odd nowadays. They don't have a sense of self. Many of us used to. I mean, many of us, like, how we get to know each other, we went outside, we talked to each other. Hey, how you do? I mean, you know, does your mom know my mom? Things like that. No, you don't see that anymore. You don't.
Right. And a lot of people in the chat room are naming out their artists that they liked back in the day. Did somebody just say Taylor Swift? Hold on.
Say
yeah,
what?
That message went up really quick. That's why I was like, Taylor Swift wasn't around back in the day. I think they're saying something about Taylor Swift. But a lot of people are saying En Vogue, Aaliyah, yes, Escape, TLC, Jade, love Jade, Toni Braxton. So they're naming a lot of names. And a lot of people are saying that Rihanna is very rude on Twitter. You know, but you know what? Rihanna is rude. That's a rude girl.
Yeah.
But you know what I do? What I will say about Rihanna? I like it. I like the fact that it's her tweeting it and she don't give two shits. If you don't like her shit, unfollow her. I respect that. I think, and you notice Rihanna will cuss you out and she will never say that her account was hacked. I respect that. She would never say, oh, I didn't say that. My account was, I remember she cussed out a 13-year-old girl. It was so bad they were talking about it on CNN. I said, babe, why the hell was it on CNN? I know we got more news to talk about than Rihanna cussing out a 13-year-old. Rihanna called the little girl on Twitter a bitch. The little girl said something to Rihanna. And Rihanna went off on her, called all types of bitches. And on CNN, they're saying that, you know, Rihanna is, you know, is a bad girl. She's a horrible role model. Why does she have all these followers? She's rude to her followers, da-da-da. But I respected her, not because she cussed out a 13-year-old girl, but because she said, yeah, I said it, so what? She came at me out of pocket. I came back at her out of pocket. See, that's how the real world works. And a lot of people are stuck in this fantasy world called the Internet. And we're going to get on the next topic. But that's how the real world works. If you go out your way to disrespect somebody and be rude to them, then be prepared for the consequences. How do you think that you can go to somebody and just cuss them out or say whatever, but then they have no right to rebuttal you? They have no right to do something to you or to say something to you. A lot of people like to have one-sided conversations, and that's not how life works.
Well,
you know, but yeah, she's very rude, but she's a very honest person. She can't sing worth a damn, but she'll cuss you out, and I respect that. I don't respect her singing, though. Sorry. I don't like her singing at all. I like her music, but she can't sing.
Are you sounding...
She has a nice body, too, though.
Well, she's a nice body, but are you saying, like...
Yeah, she said this one. I said she leaked her naked pictures. Yeah, she has a very nice body.
Yeah.
I don't mind her pictures being leaked. Other people, no.
Some people just need to stop.
Rihanna got a nice body. She do.
Yeah, some people, they leak their pictures out. They need to be, you know, charged with felonies. That shit ain't cool.
Stop. Yeah, but you know what? I think Rihanna is going through some stuff. You know, she smokes a lot of weed, you know, which is not illegal where she's at. But she has a drinking problem. You know, she's always talking about being drunk and tweeting pictures of her, you know, just drunk. You know, I think she's going through a lot. I think she's one of those ones, she's living that fast life, and she doesn't really know how to handle the celebrity. It's like you could tell deep down inside she wants to be that regular person, you know, to just be able to go out and do whatever because she's Rihanna. It's hard for her to get, like, that peace of mind and just go wherever, and then the whole Chris Brown situation. I think that's what's made it hard for her. So she almost retaliates by going off on Twitter and going off on them tangents and then doing all the stupid stuff that she does in real life by just getting stone cold drunk and passing out in the club and things like that. You know, some of it is she's young as well. But again, if your daughter is looking to Rihanna as a role model, there's something wrong with you. Rihanna shouldn't be anybody's role model. Rihanna is a 23-year-old woman. She's not a role model, point blank.
No.
She's an entertainer.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, that's it. She's an entertainer.
And
somebody
say
Rick Ross Somebody said Rick Ross had leaked naked pictures.
No, someone's trying to be funny because if he leaked the sex tape or he put out naked pictures, the internet would shut down immediately. So don't put no
idea. Baby mama had a sex tape out. Remember when 50 Cent put her sex tape out there? That was a ratchet, dusty ass sex tape. You ain't seen that one Star Hip Hop?
Oh, I saw it. I had to clean my screen.
Ooh, that man had on socks and shit. That was just a ratchet. That was a ratchet sex tape. That turned me off. I'm like, I don't like this sex tape. Ain't nothing sexy about this. She looked ratchet. He looked ratchet. I'm like, 50, I couldn't believe he did that. He put that out. She sued him, though, for that. She got some money from that.
Mm.
No. This wasn't Rick Ross. It wasn't Rick Ross having sex with his baby mama. It was his baby mama having sex with some random dude. And it was a ratchet-ass sex tape. I was like, ugh.
Yes, I was disappointed. It was terrible.
I didn't like it. That was a bad sex tape. It sucked. 50 Cent, I was putting somebody on blast. But anyways, people go in on Taylor Swift. Let me see what y'all were saying about Taylor Swift. They're saying Taylor Swift gets dumped by every guy, and then she makes a song about it. Taylor Swift is one of the – I think she's a beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a very, very pretty girl. But
yeah.
Something ain't right.
Well, personally, I believe she's a cute community cum dumpster.
No, she's not a whore.
I wouldn't say whore. I mean, she doesn't go hard in the paint like that. But I'm just saying, how can you continue to dump a bunch of people and something's not wrong with you?
Yeah. Now, the last and most recent one, he dumped her because she wasn't put out. So now all these people, like all her stans, try to make it look like she was a virgin. And then I forgot, somebody had to check him. I think I was like in the Yahoo chat section or whatever. It was so funny. They're like, you know, he's such a dog and we need to boycott him. How dare he dump her because she's a virgin? And somebody had to point out she's not a virgin. She just didn't want to give him any. But she been having sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, people like to twist shit around. Like, she tried to play the innocent role, but she's not a virgin by any standards. She just wasn't ready to give him sex, and she has the right to say, no, I don't want to have sex with you, or no, I'm cool right now. You know, people have the right to do that. But I just think she needs to stop making songs about her breakups. Like, her music is depressing. Like, it was cool at first, but her shit is depressing as hell. I can't listen to Taylor Swift songs.
You know what? She's starting to become the white version of Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige's best stuff has the most tragic shit ever known to man. And whenever she starts singing happy shit, she doesn't sell worth a damn. So that's the pattern I'm seeing.
Right. Roshani is saying in the chat room that somebody said the same thing about Halle Berry. All her men leave her. And she's, you know, she's a bad girl, like, as far as, you know, her looks. So there's something wrong with her. And a lot of people have said that, too, about Halle Berry. You're right. You know, and...
Yes.
I don't know.
That's another celebrity ratchet. People don't want to admit it, but her track record is very spotty. Very spotty.
I think she's pretty, but besides that... I don't know. There's something ain't right there either.
Pretty don't mean
polished. And then somebody said Halle Berry does right. Somebody said Halle Berry don't date blacks. She used to, just not anymore.
Oh,
but see,
yeah.
She claims her daughter is black, though, even though her daughter's father is white. And when I made that video about it, you know, a lot of people did agree with the video. Some people didn't. Some people told me I was a bitch. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the truth. I'm not a bitch. Her daughter is not black. Her daughter's father is white and Halle Berry is mixed. Her daughter is more white than she is black. But I'm a bitch for pointing out the obvious. I don't understand that. Like, I don't know. I just find this shit comical. But,
well,
you know, to each its own.
Well, you have to figure out if you've been ran through in the industry, and she has a track record, literally. There has to be a common denominator. I personally believe that, you know, she may take offense to it. Probably pussy's garbage. I don't know. But it happens. I mean, you know, it happens. You know, you got some women who are pretty, but when put in certain situations, their value drops. And I have my suspicions as to why, but, hey, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Right. This camera lady says she's following the one drop rule, right, from the 1800s, old racist rule. You know, you had one drop of Negro and you're a slave. That's all it was. It was just so people could have as many slaves as they wanted. Even if you had blonde hair, blue eyes, if they could say you had some black in you, you could be their slave. That's the only reason why they had that rule. That's why I don't understand why people still follow that to this day. Just it makes no sense. You know, I think, honestly, they should let that child grow up, let her be a child, let her not even worry about her race. And then when she gets older, she wants to define what she is, allow her to. You know, I don't know, it's just funny.
Well, with that situation as a sidebar, we do get caught up in the most insignificant and superficial stuff. I mean, like, okay, you're dark skin or whatever shade you are. Okay, now what? You're still black or you're still whatever you are. Let that shit go.
Now, how do you feel about somebody was talking, had asked me about this one time in an email, and I never ever made a video addressing it, but about, like, dark-skinned people who claim to be everything but black. Not saying they can't be mixed, because you have dark-skinned people who do have things in them, you know, but I'm talking about the ones who just, for the most part, they look black. Like, Chili's dark-skinned. You could tell Chili may have some other mixtures in her, but Chili claims black. But looking at Chili's features, she looked like she could have some Middle Eastern, some Indian, something like that. But I'm talking about the black girls who got hair like me, full brown skin, dark eyes, full nose, full look. But before you even ask them, like, we're not even talking about anything. We could just be eating an ice cream sandwich. You know, my mama, grandmama was Indian. And my daddy's great-great-granny was white. Like, man, we're just eating ice cream sandwiches. Why are you bringing up race and what you're mixed with? Because none of that trickled down into you. So, like, who cares?
Actually, when people say that, my first, you know, response is like, why the fuck are you telling me this? You know, none of that's relevant. I mean, you could be patent leather black, and you talking about you're Indian. I can't help but roll my eyes. I mean, that means nothing. I mean, again, try getting a loan at a bank or try driving past the police, you know, faster than you need to. They going to see what they see. So, again, why you have to add the extras? Like when Tiger said he was Kablazian or whatever the fuck he was, just be yourself, dude. Well, I mean, that's a whole nother show in itself, really. A whole nother show.
Right. Like, I never understood that. It's like, you know, you bringing up extra stuff that don't have nothing to do with the situation. Okay, so you're mixed. All right.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell, you know, but it's like nobody asked. And I always find that funny. You know, I don't even pay attention to the thing, really.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm just trying to watch a movie. Why does you tell me this shit? This is not helping me.
Crystal is saying in the chat room, she said, welcome to my family, T. These people are in their mind that they're anything but black. They are just delusional. They found out that our grandmother has a German father. Anyone from there, ignorance at its finest. Amen.
Yeah.
You see that all the time. It's like, you know, they're great. If you got to go back to a 4 or 5 greats, don't even mention it. I don't care.
It means nothing. It doesn't have shit to do with the price of tea in China. It doesn't change the weather. It doesn't fix your credit. Why mention it? Don't see the point.
Right. Who is Carly Simmons B-cert? Somebody said, T, did you know that Carly Simmons B-cert is listed as a Negro? I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
I don't know.
I got to Google that.
Let us know in the chat room. I don't know who that is.
Send a link, because we had no clue who that was.
Bald-headed bitch said your ass is black as tar, trying to claim Euro blood, have several feet. It's the truth, and you know what I noticed, too, with a lot of girls who model, because we having to deal with a lot of models this summer, like when we're going to auditions and runway shows and stuff, you know, because sometimes they would ask you, you know, what your ethnicity is for, like, different projects and stuff like that. And I tell them, you know, I'm African. You know what I'm saying? And then you have girls in there who look like me. You know, they may be African-American, but it would always be, oh, my mama's black, I'm African-American, Indian, Puerto Rican. Like, they would name off all this stuff. And the person, like, who's auditioning us is really looking at them like, you don't look no different from her. But you got, you know, you naming off all this extra shit. Can you just say that you're African-American, please?
Just.
And it used to be so funny that you would have the mixed girls who would come in there, you know, for the auditions and stuff like that, and they would ask them, they would say just like, oh, I'm mixed, or they would say they were black. Some of them would just even say they were black, but then you could clearly tell that they were mixed with something, but yet they're proud to claim black, but the girls who were, you know, who were darker skin models would try and act like they were Puerto Rican and black, Dominican and black, you know, just, and I know Puerto Ricans have black ancestry. I know Dominicans, we've already gone through that. What I'm saying is almost like if you add something else to the mix, like they felt like that would get them ahead or, you know, possibly get them the job more. And it was just like, you know, what's wrong with just being black or just being African or African-American?
But you know what that's like, T? That's like you putting all your PlayStation and Xbox achievements on your resume and try to apply to a future 500 company. It's no point in it. It doesn't help your cause. It actually makes you look an asshole. But that's just too much.
Right.
What's wrong? This is like, look, this is who I am. You know, you don't have to say that your great-great-grandfather was this. It ain't got shit to do with shit. It just don't.
No, it was just, it's crazy, but you do. You have a lot of people who do that thinking it's going to do something. Now, I see who Carly Simmons is, and they're saying on her birth certificate that she's a Negro, and she looks white. She looks like a white lady. I think her music, did it say that her music she sings, You're So Vain or something? She wrote it? She's a songwriter. Okay, yeah, she's a songwriter. Is she still alive? She'd be 67 years old. I think she's still alive, okay. We would be more specific. I wouldn't just say African. Then, of course, the next question is going to be, well, you know, African, what ethnicity or what country, and then I would tell them Nigerian. So, yeah, of course, they're going to ask more. But what I'm saying is during the initial interview, when they ask you what your ethnicity is, you know, and you go in, I'm African, you know, I'm African-American, then you would go into the, you know, to whatever details. Of course, there were Somalian girls who were there. There were Liberian girls who were there. We know Africa is a huge continent. So, of course, I wouldn't just be like, I'm African, that's it, and not elaborate. But what I'm saying is that people will come in there who clearly look black and try and claim everything under the sun. And it's like no one cared. You know what I'm saying? Like it didn't even matter. They just wanted to know for a specific, you know, whatever we were auditioning for. But I would just notice that would happen a lot with a lot of, like, the dark-skinned girls or the brown-skinned girls. It's like they were trying to add so much to the mix, and it wasn't that serious. Charlize Theron does claim to be African because I believe she was born in South Africa.
Yeah, she's born in South Africa.
So, yeah, she does. And, I mean, that's a whole other show as well, you know, the difference between, like, you know, the Africans and the Afrikaners and all that stuff that goes on in South Africa and how a lot of people don't feel like the whites in South Africa have the right to claim that they're African even though they were born there. And I have some South African friends. It goes really deep.
Well, I wanted to bring this up because, like, I'm still doing research on it and just recently found out about it, I think, earlier today and early in the week. But I wanted to know what you and everyone else thought about this thing that Obama signed as far as basically sanctioning to kill Americans, I think, overseas. Like that one guy that defected to the Al-Qaeda, and I think he got hit with a drone attack. And what do you see the potential in this? Do you think you see, like, it's coming home or what? I would like to know everyone's thoughts on that.
Okay. We're going to get back to the Black Ink Crew because I do want to talk about that with Shonda.
Why?
So have you guys heard about the whole, that show's crazy. So Ronan is talking about the whole drone strikes. So did he already sign it now? Is that what the whole thing is? Is he signing into law?
I believe so. I'm still reading on it, but, yeah, it's more likely he's trying to sign that into law. Same thing as
so basically what they're saying, right, so what they're saying is that if they need to send out a drone attack, let's say to Pakistan, and there just happens to be some Americans in the vicinity, if they get killed, basically, oh, well. To me, is the whole gist of the thing. It's like, oh, well, you know, we're going to have some casualties in this war, and there's not too much we can do about that. So a lot of people are really upset because they're saying, okay, if you're saying that it's okay to kill Americans overseas trying to get one terrorist, what's to say that y'all won't start sending them drone attacks here to Boston or Philly or Cali? You know what I'm saying? Just to, like, let's say there's a riot that breaks out, what's to say that they won't send a drone attack here to quell that riot? So a lot of people are really worried about this because Obama is signing it into law, and it's causing a lot of controversy right now.
Yeah. And I believe Camera Lady is right. It is one step closer because, again, mm-hmm. they're still pounding away at the Second Amendment, right, which is for you to defend yourself against a tyrannical government. So all you sheep who figure that the Second Amendment laws should be banned to remove assault weapons to protect you, you need to read your history in some books. It's an amendment that's supposed to protect your ass, basically.
Right, and Baldhead, I like Baldhead's name. Baldhead bitch with attitude. She's saying
right.
that Obama is a puppet.
He's
and, you know, a lot of people, right, and Camera Lady saying that the next thing you know, some attacks are going to be happening here on the home front, and they'll just pass it up to another not-so-publicized, they'll pass another not-so-publicized executive order. So Lacey is saying, they were saying if Americans has ties to terrorists, they're going to send a drone their way. You know, so the whole thing is scary when you talk about drones. Like I said, and I know Danica is very passionate about this, and she's not here tonight, but the thing that bothers me with that is, you know, I can't agree with taking a bunch of lives to get one person, you know, killing innocent women, children, men who have nothing to do with this whole war, and they're losing their lives with these drone attacks. And I think it's almost cowardly to send a machine to do the shooting, you know what I'm saying, to kill people, and then you're in the comfort of your home. They're literally pushing a button, you know. So I think it is very scary. And then if it just happens to, if they just feel like one day they can just send it here to our neighborhoods, you know, what's to say that they won't blow up downtown Atlanta because all the ratchet stuff that's going on down there?
Yeah.
You know, you can say it's far-fetched and, you know, it's a conspiracy, but you never know. You know, you just never know. I mean, we ever have the NDAA, that's been passed, and that's, mm-hmm. you know, allowing them to basically detain American citizens with no type of, you know, court system. You're not going to trial. They're just saying, you know what, I don't like what you write on YouTube. I don't like what you wrote in the comment section. I don't like your stance on Facebook. So now we're going to follow you, we're going to arrest you, and we're going to lock you up indefinitely. And there's nothing you can do. Nothing at all.
Yeah. No more of the rights that we take advantage of. It's just like you just thrown away, and you know. And again, that's why, in so many reasons, I hate politically correct language to a degree, because, like with the drone strikes, like and they could say a word like insurgent, and it actually disarms, you know, actual genocide or murder. It's just like, oh well, you know, hey, you know, they're potential killers of us or people who threaten our freedom, which is another conversation we need to have. But, you know, it's like candy for the sheep. That's basically it.
Right, and there's so many good comments being said in the chat room, and Bill O'Neill is saying it's not all Obama. And trust, we know it's not. He's just the puppet. You know, we know it's not all him. You know, it's a lot of people behind the scenes. But unfortunately, he's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility and the blame because he's the face. You know, we don't see the people who are behind the scenes running the things. We just see Obama. G. Stewart is saying, I know it's crazy that this chat room is popping because the thing keeps scrolling. G-Stewart is saying, I know it's crazy. We feel like we have no power to stop the madness. Thomas is saying, what the F is Obama thinking? I swear I see World War III happening soon. Guns are being taken away. Rights are being taken away. Things have gotten so out of hand. This chat room is moving so fast. I'm trying to keep up here. Y'all not really popping off in there.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
It's a very sensitive subject because, you know, there are some people who are walking around eyes wide shut, and just thinking, you know, let's just watch some reality television shows and not pay attention to these laws or these Trojan horse laws, I'll say, that are being passed right in front of our faces, and then you get upset when they're signed into law or stuff that you allowed to be taken away or you're actually giving it away.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. And Crystal saying she lives in GA and we have the CDC. Don't let them attack that or it will be a zombie apocalypse. You know, it's crazy. It really is. And a lot of people, Bonafide is saying the problem with America is this superiority complex, and whatever America does is deemed noble. And somebody else is saying that you'll never hear Obama speaking about that. Austin is saying the New World Order is among us, and I stand by that. So,
yep.
I mean, it's a lot of really good things that are being said, and we have a very intelligent chat room. You know, regardless if you agree or disagree, you know, or your stance on Obama, you know, if I've always said, he's just the face. He's just the puppet. Mm-hmm. I would never put all the blames on him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Congress as a whole, but it's just a lot of messed up things that are going on that, you know, like I always say, it's cool to joke, and sometimes you have to joke. Sometimes you have to watch ratchet bullshit on reality TV to just, you know, clear your head of all this stressful stuff that's going on around us. You know, like just that's going on in the world and the wars and people losing their lives and the killings and the deaths and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's cool to break away and watch, you know, certain things and just clear your mind and listen to, you know, Trinidad James or whatever you do to get your mind off of nonsense, but always be aware of what's going on around you. You know, always be aware of these new laws being enacted underneath our noses.
Yeah, Ms. Camera Lady, I don't think anybody has heard Obama speak on the young lady that was murdered last week.
No, they did. They sent out a tweet or something. I don't know. It was a tweet or email, him and Michelle, and they said that their heart goes out to the family and, you know, they're sorry that it happened. And that's when that girl put out the petition saying that they want Obama to come to the funeral. And I don't think he's going to come to the funeral. You know, if that's the case, he needs to go to every child's funeral that dies in Chicago.
I got to throw a red flag on here because you know where I'm going with this. So we can have flags half-mast at Sandy Hook. We can have a public speech out the blue. We can have people going around talking about Sandy Hook, and you got a chick who actually went up to the White House as a majorette and pretty much gets gunned down in the fucking street. Same thing with the shit in Chicago where they had 500 people murdered last year, and the number's still counting today, and it's not a national tragedy.
Right. And I don't even know how many people have died so far this month. You know, it's Black History Month. I'm hoping the killings slow down in Chicago, but I don't know. You know, it's just it's crazy to even go and look up the news in Chicago. It's just really, really sad, you know, and I know he's not good, though, and I think they may have had a funeral. I mean, she's been dead now for almost a week, so they might have had a funeral already. I haven't really followed up since then. You know, the whole thing is just tragic. You know, a lot of people are saying that it's just too convenient. You know, a lot of the conspiracy theorists are saying that, like, you know, how is it this girl saying at the inauguration and she's the one killed out of everybody that was shot at? You know, but it's just sad to see a young life cut short. But I just want them to address a lot of the kids, because it's a lot of kids who have lost their lives, even younger than her, for no reason. I remember in the summertime, there was a young girl selling lemonade. She was trying to save up money to go to Disney World or something like that with her for her class trip. And out of the blue, somebody just does a drive-by and shoots this little girl. That's why I said it to the point now where I don't even think it's, you know, people are saying it's a gang war, it's a gang thing. Yes, I understand the gang thing, I understand it's a gang war, but I really think the mentality of these kids are so fucked up nowadays that they just want to know how it is to take a life. I really do. And it's a sad day and age when we get to a place when you don't even value human life, that you want to know how it feels to take a life because you feel like that makes you a man. Because you want an extra stripe. And I really think that that's what's going on right now in Chicago and in a lot of these cities. That these kids just think it's cool just to say they took a life.
I agree with you on that because they don't have any measure of the conflict resolution we used to have as kids. Like, at very worst, you was looking at a fight at 3 o'clock or 3:15. You sit there and box it out, and you know, y'all talked about it later on in school. And what about your day? Nowadays, people are shooting people, stabbing people, and doing all kind of fucked up shit because they don't know how to check themselves for each other. And now, before you have people breaking stuff up, you got people with their camera phones watching shit happen. Like that dude that needed someone to help him up on the, you know, steps before getting ran over by a fucking train. Everybody had their phone out. They'll pick up their phone and put you on Instagram instead of, you know, preserving your life. And that's what we've been reduced to. Pictures and videos on ratchet shit.
Right. You know, just like now we can get on to, we got about 15 minutes left. This show's going by so quick.
Yeah,
you know, camera lady's bringing up the whole 1990s, they were gangbanging in Little Rock. You know, I remember that. That was crazy. Did anybody see the 10-year episode when they came back after 10 years and half the crew, you know, half of the clique was dead? Oh, yeah, they did 10 years. They did like a 10-year reunion show on HBO. I was pregnant at the time. So this shows you how long it was because my son is 7 now. So I was pregnant at the time. And I remember seeing those boys that were, you know, who were 14 because we were all around the same age as these kids back then. And seeing where their life ended up. You know, the one boy got shot. He ended up in a wheelchair. He was bedridden. And he ended up dying while they were filming. And none of his homeboys came to see him. And he was the youngest one that was on the show. He was a little boy that was saying, we can't never stand out here without them shooting. We can't never stand out here without this. He ended up getting shot 10 years later and ended up dying during the filming of the show. So it was just sad to see, you know, where that young man's life went, you know, after 10 years. And then the two blood brothers, the ones that were brothers and they were bloods and they had their brother had killed themselves when they were 15, they were on then. They just looked at a hot mess. They looked like all they do is smoke weed and pop mollies all day. And they had nightmares. And the one was talking about being a gigolo. And, I mean, basically they've done nothing with their lives in the past 10 years. You know, it was just really sad. But like I said, the one thing I found interesting was that the white girl who was the GD, who was like the biggest game banger, they were branding her. Oh, she's Susie Homemaker. You know, her life, you know, she was able to just leave that stigma, stop gang banging, and now she's living a good, fruitful life. She's married and she has children. So her life turned out just fine. But all these little young black kids who put in all that work in the gang banging, their lives are all, you know, destroyed and messed up. So if that don't wake you up, I don't know what will. 10 years later, they really messed up their lives.
Yeah. You know what, T? Someone brought this up because I was still laughing about it. You remember that video, and it came out on Warsaw helping that chick back that was bullying that other chick in the back, locker room and got her ass, tore out the frame. I got it on repeat.
That's the one I made the video about. And that's what we're initially going to talk about. We've been talking about so many different topics by bringing up different stuff in the chat room. But, I love that. I mean, I was literally watching it, like, cheering around, like, get her, Shawnee. I mean, because it was crazy. Like, how do you instigate something that much? How do you start a whole fight? You know, she's trying to act like she's scaring the girl, and what if I do this? Oh, what if I do that? Oh. And the girl got her hand behind her back, like, you don't have to make me mad. If you want to fight, we can just go. You don't even have to do all this extra shit. And then when she's finally like, okay, fine, let's go. Shawnee whooped the shit out of Jade.
She
stole something.
She beat the gristle off that bitch. I mean, she whooped her ass. I mean, she was catching jabs. She hit her with a three-piece and a biscuit. Her hand, I mean, that it goes to show, if you can't fight, shut the fuck up. Just be humble as hell. Do something. Do, like, Girl Scouts. Go to the Y. They teach karate at the Y. Do something. If you gonna talk that shit, you better have something to back that up because someone's gonna pull your card and bounce your ass like a bad chick. So
that girl was about that life. But you could tell from the way she was fighting, her stance, the way she knew how to block. Oh, she's been professionally trained. She said her big brother taught her how to fight.
She had brothers. That wasn't
little 13-year-old girl just swinging her hands around like a men will. No, somebody taught her how to fight. She could literally fight. They need to put her in professional boxing classes because that girl, she held her stance. She blocked them little hits, and it was just, you know, just a clean hit each time. You know, and like I said, you know, because somebody in the chat room saying they don't like to see little girls fight, and, you know, Salacy saying them girls went hard. And, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to see children fighting, but I will always stand by my statement. You have the right to defend yourself. And too many times people say that they can pick on people. She's quiet. I can tell by looking at that girl, Shawnee, because I went on her Twitter page. One, this girl wears glasses. She has no weave in her hair. Her hair is just pulled back in a ponytail. She didn't look like she was geared up from head to toe in House of Darion, the latest, you know, stuff. So they probably picked on it just for that fact. Because the other girl, Jade, the one that was talking all that shit, had on a neon pink pants, a little, you know, a little name brand outfit. She had her, you know, her hair was done with tracks. She had on makeup. So they were like the popular mean girls. And probably this girl is more like a quiet, you know, shy, not saying, just, you know, just kind of assuming more nerdy, kind of kept to herself. But them are the ones that they try and pick on, and then when they fight back, then it's the issue.
But that's how it's always been.
I was proud of her. I was proud that she held her own.
Yeah, and that's how it's always been. Like, you get the people who sit there getting your face and do all kind of ignorant shit. And if you look at the whole video, she was showing her unnatural ass. So when it came time to throw them things, now all of a sudden, what are you doing? How you going to hit me? You know, I was just messing around. I mean, again, Mike Tyson said it best. Like, everyone has a plan to get until you get punched in the fucking mouth.
Right. Yep, it's the truth. You know, and that's why I said, you know, that's why exactly why I put my son in boxing. You know, after that whole situation happened, you know, and I had a fucking four-eyed, some idiot on Twitter tell me that I was a bad mom for, you know, encouraging my child to fight. It's not about encouraging my child to fight. Because my child did not go around bullying people, putting his hands on people. But I teach my children, you never start anything. But if somebody comes at you, you defend yourself. I'd have been upset if my son did anything else besides defend himself against that young man. And now they're cool. That's what's so crazy about it. It's like, you know, but I think that it's easier for young boys. You know, boys get over stuff faster. Females are devious creatures. You know what I'm saying? I done been in fights with girls before. We would never be friends. And we're 30, and I'd be seeing bitches I fought when I was younger in the club. They don't say nothing to me. I don't say nothing to them. We would never be friends. But I'm glad, you know, you're okay, and, you know, let me be okay and live my life, but we would never be friends. But little boys, y'all can get into a fist fight and be cool the next day. That's the one thing I won't say about boys. Because my son and little boy, they're playing football, and they're cool now.
I don't know nowadays, because things, I mean, there are some dudes who act a little bitch made. I mean, but it's amazing. If you get a real thorough ass whooping, how humble you learn how to be. I mean, just like that little boy that was picking on your son, now you want to be his best friend. Like, he ain't trying to taste that again.
Right. I'm telling you, like, I was picked on. Like, I hate bullies. You know, I was picked on a lot, and sometimes it takes just fighting that one main person. You put your hands on that one main person, that will get the whole crew to shut the hell up. He will leave it alone at that, like, oh, that girl got issues. She's kind of, you know, it's just, I hate bullies. You know, it was just like, I remember I used to go to this one school, like, oh, because I did that video of me watching that damn tampon girl. And y'all didn't believe me. They asked me to do that last week.
Stop. That's not healthy. Stop.
What I'm saying is, I told you I have a very weak stomach. People thought I was playing. I have a very, very weak stomach. I don't know what it is. It's always been like that since I was a kid. And when I first found out about my stomach issues, I was in third grade. So what happened is we were on the tire swing. It was me, a few friends, and stuff like that. We're on the tire swing. And I think it was probably my first time ever on a tire swing. I don't know. But they were spinning us. So when I got back to class, I really did not feel good, okay?
Right.
I got back to class, and I threw up in front of the entire class, all over my books, everything. I mean, just threw up everywhere from the tire swing. So it was so embarrassing. You know, you're in third grade. So everybody's just, you know, sitting here clowning me, making fun of me. So, and I didn't say nothing. I just thought, okay, maybe it's something I have for lunch.
Right.
So then this is maybe like a week later. You know, little kids, we don't understand. I go back on the tire swing. We back on the tire swing, swinging, having a good time. We get off to the playground. We're going to go back to the classroom. I throw up in the hallway. Now I done threw up in the hallway in front of everybody. So this is the second time I done threw up. So they used to call me throw up girl. You know what I mean? And it was something I couldn't help. But after that, my mom was like, you're not allowed. My mom and dad was like, you're not allowed to go back on the tire swing. Stay the hell off of there because they had to come get me from school. But they would just keep messing with me. Like, you know, it's been months now. Y'all still call me Thug Girl? So sometimes, you know, you have to check the main person starting shit. You know, so it was just like I used to get picked on for all types of stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being too skinny, dark skin, you know, whatever you can imagine people talked about me about. And, you know, it is what it is. And sometimes you got to throw hands. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you do that, it gets people to shut the hell up. But, no, I'm not one of them girls who used to fight in the club. That's some ghetto shit. I don't fight in clubs. Nah, I don't fight in clubs. That's hood rat shit. I don't like getting sprayed in the face with mace. And I wouldn't fight now. I'm too old to be out here fighting. That's ridiculous. I'm at the point in my life now where, I'm sorry, if you're in your 30s and you're still fighting in the club, that's some hood rat shit. It just is. There's no reason for you to have that much drama. I have no drama with nobody. I have no drama with anybody. I live my life. I go to work. I take care of my kids. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have drama like that. So I think when girls are still in the club fighting in their late 20s, early 30s, them is just hood rats. When I see bitches fighting in the club, I move. I'm not interested in seeing the fight. I don't care who won. I'm not trying to swallow no mace. I move.
But T, can you honestly say that when people invade your personal space or fuck with your kids?
That's something different. I'm talking about in the club. My kids ain't in the club. I don't pay for this nice dress. I'm wearing some badass heels. I'm not ripping up my dress, messing up my little, you know, my little puff, my hair. No, I go to the club. I have a good time. I go out usually with like one or two girls. And the one girl I hang out with when we do go to the club, she's not a fighter. She's Somali and she's cool as shit. That's one of my girls. Right there, me and her go out. We be like, it's West Africa, East Africa. And we'll go to like, you know, like a little nice, you know, upscale club and stuff. She don't fight. So I already know she's not going to have my back if anything goes down. So we go to upscale club. I'm not going to no hood booger club. I only go out with certain people. I'm not going out with the bitch who want to fight everybody, who as soon as she see a female who look decent, she rolling her eyes at them and snapping her lips. I go out with girls who know how to, you know, carry themselves well, who dress well, who are secure with themselves. Because if you're secure with yourself, you don't have to look at no other girl in the club sideways. You feel me? So when me and her go out, we have a good, funky time. I love partying with her. She has a good spirit. You know what I'm saying? We have a good time. We kick it. I haven't been in a fight in so long. And probably, like, literally, like, probably 7-8 years. I ain't got time for that. Mm-mm. Okay. Now, you mess with my kids, that's something different. But, you know, as far as being out here in the, like, you know, doing World Star Hip Hop Ratchet stuff, no. It is not that serious.
Let me ask you a personal question, T.
Mm-hmm.
Do you carry a box cutter or a straight razor in your purse?
No. Somebody just asked me that. No, I do not carry razors and blades. Somebody offered me to get some mace, though. No, I haven't, no. Because I don't ever want to be in that situation where I have to cut somebody, you know, slice them. I just don't want to be in that situation, you know, because I would never want somebody to do that to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's that serious. Just fight with your hands, ladies. You know, if you're going to fight, just use your hand. We don't need weapons. We don't need nobody getting scarred up for life. You know, bruises heal, scratches heal. But, you know, when you cut somebody, nah.
You don't have to use a razor, but, you know.
Not putting a blade under my tongue. I might swallow it and die. I got a tongue ring in my mouth. My damn tongue ring might get caught in a little hole in the blade. Hell no.
I mean, okay, well, here's an alternative. You can have a thing called an asp. It's like a retractable baton. So, you know, you put it in your purse and someone get out of line, you whip that out, bang, 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 and then walk off while they're still recovering, you know.
I ain't got time to be going to prison behind dog foolishness.
No, it ain't. Again, you have a permit for that shit, you cool. I mean, you're self-defense.
Nice.
Someone trying to act all ignorant, you sit there and kneecap them. That way you can walk off. You tell the officer where they at. You'll hear that person crying over there, and then you know, take them to jail. That's it.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
We'll talk about it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get that damn taser that ATL Mall Guard has.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to get that damn taser. Put that in my purse.
Oh, that's the hood booger 2000. That's the one that put them holes out on the ass.
That's the new thing. Don't shoot nobody. I just get a taser. At least they can walk away from that. You see how quick that dusty girl got up. Just taser them. Don't drop no more bullets.
I'm still laughing at the part where she went stiff and just like, poof, it hit the ground.
Fell down like a tree. Timber! But no, we're out here. We're too old to be out here fighting and doing, you know, crazy stuff. I'd rather, like I said, I just don't have drama. Like when I go to a club, I just don't have drama. Even if it was, you know, a girl I got into it when I was 15, 16, and I see him now. You know, a lot of times we might just, you know, we might look at each other, you know, say what's up, but I'm not going to have a drink with you. I'm not, you know, too old for that. Got better things to do. God has me here for a purpose, and ain't to be out here fighting and going back and forth with people. Mm-mm. I got kids to raise, and I don't want my kids to ever see me on World Star Hip Hop, you know what I'm saying, doing my body combat classes on somebody.
Well,
I ain't got time for that.
But you know what? I get what you're saying, but... I'll say from personal experience, my mother has no problem either whooping your ass or pulling out a pistol if she got to do that stuff. Especially.
Damn, we down to 60 seconds.
Damn.
Nice going by quick. We're down to 60 seconds. I've been ignoring the thing like it's going to stop clicking. So it's almost over. But no, Ronan is ratchet. Ronan fights. Even though he's a grown-ass man, he would drop you in the club. I don't fight no more. I'm good.
Your point?
So, no. We need to talk things out. We're too old to be out here fighting. Come on now.
I'll talk to
Running
you.
Fights is 6 points. And that's what they do in Texas. They sip our lean and then they fight.
I'll just lean you the right way.
And then
she
has to pop mollies and fight.
Nah, I ain't popping molly. I'm popping something, but there ain't no mollies.
10 seconds left. Thank
all
you guys
right.
so much for coming out. This was a really good show. Thanks, we're done.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you know what? We're done. The show's over. So thank you all for coming out. Look at everybody in the chat room talking about popping mollies.
Yeah.
I'm mine on Twitter.
I need to stop listening to that dang on All Gold Everything. That song is in my head.
Yeah.
I was listening today because somebody was like, what do you think about this video? And I get it sent all the time, but I ain't going to watch it no more because the song is stuck in my head now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're out. Thank you guys for coming to the show. I appreciate y'all. We're going to do it again next week, Wednesday. You guys have a good night. Talk to y'all later.
All right. My phone wasn't popping. That's what's up.